Hello everyone, this is Jane, and I just thought I'd do a little audio boo. I have absolutely no idea why, I just thought something different to do for a few minutes. I'm up to my eyes at the moment in trying to sort out a new life, really. Last Saturday, my other half, who is obviously no longer my other half, ended our relationship. Which, if we were in the UK, would be relatively straightforward, in that we could just split up and that would be that, and it would all be quite easy, but because we're in Switzerland, I'm having to relocate very, very suddenly. I'm heading back to the motherland, so I'm coming back to England, and although it's not really what I wanted, it's the best I can do in terms of it's the right place for me. But there is just so much to do at the moment, and I'm putting my feelings aside, even though I sort of feel like I want to collapse, and I keep collapsing, actually. I'm putting my feelings aside, and I'm in protection mode. And I'm just making lists and I'm just ticking them off one by one and getting everything done. So at the moment I have my kids enrolled into a school already, which I'm quite impressed with. I've got an appointment on Monday morning to find emergency housing because I'm basically bankrupt and I don't have any money and I don't have a roof over my head, so I've got to sort that out. That's all organised. I fly back Sunday. I've got a place to stay Sunday night, and then Monday will obviously reveal a lot of answers for me as to what happens next. To say that this is the most surreal situation in my life would be an understatement. I mean, I've lived through some crap, as obviously some of you know, but this is like 50 billion times worse than I can really recall feeling. But I suppose the funny thing is, you know, people sort of say, yeah, when you split, it's really difficult with kids. But I have to be honest and say, well, you know what, they're keeping me carrying on and they're being great. They're very, very stressed. They're very upset. And it's, you know, they're fighting a lot and being quite clingy and all sorts of strange behaviour. But every so often my daughter will smile at me or my son will do something really daft. And I just think, oh, God, well, that, you know, I'm going to be able to see that all the time. Unfortunately, their father isn't, and I think, you know, that's the awful thing, really, for him, is what he's giving up. And I'm not quite sure that he knows quite what he's giving up yet, but we'll see. Not my problem, quite frankly. Anyway, I fly out Sunday. Last few days have been hell. I sat by the lake last night and, well, just cried my eyes out, really. I wasn't intending to. I was actually on my way to a friend's place. And there was this beautiful sunset, and I had my camera in my bag, so I took lots of photos. And I just decided to sit by the lake and watch the sunset. And it was very much like, I don't know, seeing the sunset kind of on this era, really. Very, very sad. I don't really want to go. But I, you know, I'll make it, I'll bloody well make it work, I will. And then I'm saying goodbye to a load of people on Saturday in Montreux, which is my last sort of full day. And then, amazingly, I've got a friend of mine who's actually a life coach, which is pretty good for me right now, but she's coming over on Saturday night, literally just flying back to hold my hand on the journey home. So she's coming over from the UK, meeting up with me, and then helping me with the kids and the bags and everything, because she knows that's going to be the most difficult part for me. So I've got so much support. It's just been incredible. So I guess what this is actually a thank you, really, to anyone who wants to listen. I really am, even amongst all of this complete shit, I feel really, really blessed with just everyone who's just come jumping to my aid, really, because, you know, I'm not proud. I'm going to reach out and say, yeah, thanks, I need that help, because I really, really do. I'll keep everyone updated, and hopefully there'll be a whole new chapter of something happy coming. I don't know. It's basically, we're a family of three now, and I've taught me, Sky and Noah are now doing our little group hugs. We call them our power hugs. And they seem to be, they know something's up, but they're coping just about. Anyway, that's all for now. I guess the next audio boo might be on Sunday when I leave on the train, who knows? Or, you know, in a while when I'm sort of hopefully settled. I don't know how long that's going to take. But I suppose that's the beauty of life, really. You never bloody know, do you? You just never know. Anyway, take care of yourselves. Bye.